Wednesday, 5 p.m.
Happy hour.
Right in the middle of December, too. This year is almost over, folks. Something to look forward to that. And if we were doing the 12 Days of Christmas song, we'd be pretty darn close. What is it? It's about a little bit over the, just a bit more than a week away.
Whee!
So, okay. I hope that you're having a nice season, making the most of it. Of course, the best out of what you've got. Making lemonade out of those lemons. And hopefully we can all do the exact same thing and look forward to a much improved next year, 2021. Meanwhile, we've spent pretty much the entirety of 2020 continuing our series on how music changed, working our way through the two countdowns that we've been doing, simultaneous countdowns, chronologically simultaneous. We started with the alternative top 40, which was 500 albums starting in 1964 that we felt deserved greater recognition than they got at the time of their release. These are albums that never made the top 40. So it's a lot of fun and a bit of a challenge to pick them. And that's really how this whole thing started, was to find the quote-unquote alternative albums. But then we realized that the whole process only makes sense if we do weave them in with top 40 albums as well. So we made another list of 500 albums that we call the top 500 of the top 40, arranged them chronologically, and then just stacked them right together, one on top of the other, to see what we got. And we've started in January of 1964. And at this point in time, for those of you who have scorecards, we have played so far on the alternative top 40 out of the 500. We've gotten up to album number 102. The last alternative album that we played was David Bowie's Hunky Dory. Believe it or not, that album did not make the top 40.
I think a lot of people would believe that.
But that is exactly why, for example, that list makes incredible sense to me and why I really wanted to emphasize the alternative list, because there are so many great albums, like I said, that deserved much more credit than they got in their time. But if that's only up to number 102, with the top 500 of the top 40, because we're doing this chronologically, there are many more albums that we've covered that have been top 40. This, for example, is number 162. We are 60 albums ahead in the top 500 list than we are in the alternative list at this point in time. Now, as we go through this, they even up. In fact, by the time I get to the very end of the list, I'm having a very hard time trying to populate the other list. It changes drastically as time moves on.
Goes by.
20 years from now, we'll be way ahead on the alternative list, for example. But be that as it may, the time where we are at is January of 1972. We've already covered four albums from January. Paul Simon's debut album, the Yes album entitled Fragile. Last week, we covered Al Green's Let's Stay Together. And this week, we are going to cover, ready? Hold on to your hats. The album entitled Garcia by Jerry Garcia, his very first solo album. I always enjoy when we cover the Grateful Dead in this series because I'm a fan. I'm not a Deadhead by any means. I don't like everything. I don't listen endlessly to Live Dead. I don't collect 500 or 600 or 2,000 or 3,000 live shows. But I do appreciate the band. I absolutely appreciate their place in music history, their relevance, and I think that some of their songs are great. So when this series, when the Grateful Dead come up in this series, I take some pleasure in it because I know that Heidi is anything but a Grateful Dead fan.
I know.
And so when I get to play the albums, I basically try to see if I can bounce them off of her to make her appreciate them a little bit more than she did before. When we played the album Live Dead, I think that was a tough sell with you. But I also think that Working Man's Dead went over quite well. I think that American Beauty went over quite well. And I think that we're going to do a pretty good job with this album as well. This is the first solo album released by anybody in the band at this point in time. naturally it would be Jerry Garcia. Garcia pretty much does everything on this album by himself, besides writing all the songs. And of course, he does get help with the lyrics, as he always did from Robert Hunter. But he plays every instrument except drums. And he is responsible for most of the production. So it really is a remarkable solo effort. And yet it sounds incredibly like a Grateful Dead album, because Garcia, quite honestly, was the soul of the band, the heart and soul of the band. Now, eventually, a lot of these songs would become staples in the Grateful Dead's concerts in latter years. Some of the songs are just flat out weird, and they were just one-offs. The experimental songs on this album are pretty much exactly that. They're even weird by Grateful Dead standards. Anybody who, at this point in time, if you were familiar with the Dead's catalog, their second and third album, Anthem of the Sun and Elxamoxo, or however you want to say that album title, their third album.
Onomatopoeia.
Well, both of those albums certainly had their share of strange material on it, and a lot of people could point to Dark Star. But the stuff here is Garcia experimenting with electronics, sound effects, and things like that. It's a whole new bag. I remember the first time I ever heard this album was a friend of mine played it in his basement when he was introducing us to illicit narcotics for one of the first time in our life. And it was really, really a spooky experience. But side one is actually genuinely just great songs. And you get to hear Garcia playing pedal steel as great as he does, playing guitar as great as he does, and coming up with some really fabulous melodies. Like I said, if this was a Grateful Dead album, it would probably be considered one of their best. So let's get this started right away. From the album Garcia, by Jerry Garcia, this opens up, I'm trying to get it cued, with a song called The Deal on American at Radio 90.3 WHPC. Thank you. Jerry Garcia, the opening track from his very first solo album, a song called Deal. And an excellent opening track, straight to the point. It's got all of the proper elements for a Grateful Dead, you know, classic, I would think, on that tune. But it's also direct and succinct. It's a great pop song, which is, again, I'm trying to basically make my point here that they're not just a band of noodlers. Great slide guitar on the track by Jerry.
Well, maybe that's why he wanted to do a solo album, so that there'd be less noodling.
I think that Jerry was fine either way. I'm rather certain of that.
I'm sure.
Now, the reason I mentioned that this is the first solo album by a member of the Dead, but it wasn't by a long shot. The band's label, Warner Brothers, had opened up the door to allow them to make solo albums because their previous albums were selling very well, American Beauty and its follow-up, which I just mentioned the name of and now I'm drawing a blank on. Isn't that terrible?
Axomanopoeia?
No. But anyway, the band decided to take up the label on the offer, and Garcia just happened to get his out first. But Bob Weir followed closely with the album Ace, and Mickey Hart released his first album, Rolling Thunder, around this time. You may or may not have been considering that a Dead album, though, because Hart had left the band at just around this time, in fact, and he wasn't on the previous live album, so he really wasn't in the band. He would return in about 3 or 4 more years' time after taking his leave of absence. But there you have it. All right, so next track up on this album, actually, this is one of my favorite songs on the album. I have a lot of songs that I really love, but the songs that I like the most are the ones that intrigue me, and I would say some almost 50 years later now, this song still seems to have a certain amount of mystery to it and a melody that just holds onto me. When I think of this song, I just want to hear it again. That's how much I appreciate it. From the album Garcia, this track is called Bird Song on American at Radio, 90.3 WHPC.
Stars. still sing. All I know, she sang a little while and then flew on. Tell me all that you know, I'll show you snow.
Exactly why, but there's something about that song that just intrigues me so much. It really is one of my favorite Jerry Garcia, Robert Hunter compositions of all the work that they put out. It's haunting in a beautiful way. Like I said, I feel like I can't get enough of it when I hear it. I'm like, what? Play that again. I keep thinking that I'm going to get some sort of a revelation from it. You know, something's going
to
happen.
Answer to life itself.
Yeah, I mean, like, the first track, Deal, is very straightforward. You get what it is. Obviously, it's a card game song, and it's almost written like and constructed like a standard pop song. But Birdsong is different from that. It's deeper. It's got these things weaving through it. And you were talking about noodling. Well, of course, he takes what I think is a beautiful solo at the end until the song eventually just, you know, meanders and vanishes. But that is pretty much what Garcia is, you know, when he's at his best at moments like that. But if there was one song on the album that gets recognition as being the bona fide hit of the album, the song that certainly got the most airplay and was probably played the most live as well, is the next track, Sugaree. Of yes. course, again, you know, Robert Hunter providing the lyrics. And again, it's a very straightforward, almost a pop song arrangement. It's, you see, what is making this really cool is Jerry Garcia is getting a chance as a solo artist to do pretty much what he was doing with the Grateful Dead. He's not really doing anything that different. I mean, the last two albums, which, by the way, Workingman's Dead and American Beauty, that's the name that escaped me earlier.
Oh, okay.
Apologize for that. But
don't let it happen again.
Please. It's embarrassing when it happens. But, I mean, he's still dealing with a lot of the same sort of things that he was doing with the Grateful Dead. The Grateful Dead had started to play music that would be easily called like Americana around this point of time. And this album has got all sorts of things that you would be able to call Americana. Folk, country, sort of a slightly jazz flavor to it. Of course, psychedelia. All of that is in there. But you still hear Garcia playing toward the Americana thing. And it's his strong suit at this point in time. And I think that it was probably from the years 1970 to 1974 would be the golden years for the Grateful Dead, to me as a non-Deadhead. I know that there are Deadheads who are jumping up and down saying, no, you know, what about 77 or whatever? You know, I get it. But, you know, from a studio perspective, from albums that were coming out, official albums, you really can't beat the era from 1970 to 1974. So anyway, on American Net Radio 90.3 WHPC, here is the quote-unquote bona fide FM hit song from Garcia's first solo album entitled Sugary.
Sugary, shake it, shake it, sugary.
probably one of the simplest and most straightforward songs that the Garcia Hunter team ever wrote. It's just a simple verse that inevitably goes to the chorus. It almost has to, the way that it's written. And it just continues that verse, chorus until the song ends. It's really just that simple. No bridge, no middle eight, no change, no big solo breaks with, you know, different chord elements or anything like that, nothing. And it works brilliantly, just the way that it is. Anything else would have been overkill. And the side one opened, as you, if you recall, with a song called Deal, a card game song. And it ends with a card game song too, a song called Loser. This is a great gambler song. Talk about climbing into the head of a gambler. It's even better than the Kenny Rogers song. I say that with my tongue in cheek. Honestly, I think that this is really interesting. If you get into like the psyche of somebody who's addicted to gambling, and this is that's what the song presents so well. I mean, this is somebody at the game basically telling a friend, a lover, give me all your money. Give me all your money right now. I'm a winner. I can't lose. Give me the money. I need it now. And it's pretty much the worst thing on the planet that a gambler can do, is basically be borrowing from somebody else to lose their money.
Right.
But that's exactly what's happening in this song. And it's brilliant the way that the lyrics are set up, because he is so confident. If I had a gun for every ace I've drawn, I could arm a town the size of Abilene. Wow. On American Radio, 90.3 WHPC, from the album Garcia, the last song on side one, here is Loser.
Get up, yeah. way she shines.
All right, great character study, right? Just a really good character study song. Now, of course, this album came out in the days of vinyl, 12-inch RPM, 33 RPM albums, and that you would be flipping over. And when you flipped this record over, you got quite the surprise on side two, because side one, as you heard, was just a series of really, really good songs, Americana version songs by Jerry Garcia in Grateful Dead style. Side two probably even shocked Deadheads when the first time they heard it. As I had mentioned, I was in high school when I heard this album for the first time. And being a foolish, you know, kid like all of us, we were all doing our own experimenting. And I was staying at a friend's house and we were in his basement. And he turned out all the lights after everybody got sufficiently into a mind-altered state. And with all the lights out, he played this album. And I proceeded to completely freak out. I mean, in a good way.
Yeah,
kind of in a good way. I just lay there. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so... I mean, it's exactly what the music was created for, to be honest. The reason this exists at all is as an accompaniment to mind expansion. And so be it. Fine by me. We're going to play a few tracks in a row here because that's the way it works. But the songs in their individual bits are entitled Late for Supper, Spider God, and Eep Hour. Into a slower song that's called To Lay Me Down on American Radio 90.3. WHPC, here's Garcia.
to lay me down. With my head in sparkling clover, let the to wake beside you.
Right. So all that crazy psychedelia, you know, winds itself around to a beautiful song with some, again, Jerry Garcia is maybe my favorite pedal steel player in the world. Not because he's the most technically gifted, but he's the most, he's beautiful.
He's emotive.
He's emotive in his touch. And the work that he does on that track, Eep Hour, and then To Lay Me Down, is gorgeous. All right, we've done it. We've worked our way through the album. I hope you've enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun playing this record. Great fun for me. And a shout out to Pat Macri, who's responsible for helping me with all of my our website posts. I hope you check it out, AmericanHitNetwork.com, where there is just all of these shows and so much more. It's worth it if you check them out. Nice website. Anyway, we'll finish up this album right now with a bit more psychedelia with a track called An Odd Little Place. And that will take us to the album closer, brilliant song entitled The Wheel. You've been listening to AmericanHit Radio on 90.3 WHBC. Thanks so much, folks. Tom and Heidi signing off. We'll see you on Friday, we hope. Take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.